State officials are asking for more information about the oil and gas pipelines under Lake Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Enbridge Energy's Line 5 goes right under Lake Michigan at the Straits of Mackinac. It splits into two pipelines. But we don't have all the information about the condition of those pipelines. As we've reported many times, Enbridge holds all the cards. The company has shared some information with the public, but not a lot. State officials recently asked the company for more details about the condition of Line 5. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has been covering this story, and he's here with me now. Mark, what exactly is the state looking for?
Well, they essentially want all the records to verify what the company has been saying all along, that the pipelines are safe. And I should say, full disclosure here, Enbridge is a financial supporter of the station. The company has released some information about the pipelines, but they've kept a lot of that information under wraps. One of the main things state officials want is records and reports from the company's inline inspection tools. These are tools that run through the inside of the pipelines, kind of like an ultrasound machine, and they give the best information about the condition of these pipelines, pipelines that I should say are more than 60 years old.
Right. And is the company planning to give the state this information?
Well, I reached out to Enbridge for comment, and they said they're still reviewing the state's request, and they have till next month to comply with the request.
So if the state gets this information, what are they planning to do with it?
Well, the state doesn't really have the expertise to analyze this stuff, so they're in the process of hiring an outside company to do what they call a risk analysis and an alternative analysis. So essentially, they want to know what's the condition of the pipelines, and if the pipelines were to be shut down, what other routes could Enbridge use to move that oil and gas? I talked with Andrea Bitely about this. She's the spokesperson for the Attorney General's office.
The Attorney General has said time and time again that the days of this pipeline are limited. And doing these independent analysis and this independent risk analysis and alternative analysis will tell us what's next.
What does she mean there, the days of the pipeline are numbered?
Right now, the state of Michigan and Enbridge have a legal contract that dates back to 1953. There's an easement that allows Enbridge to have that pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. It's really the legal lever that the state is using to negotiate with Enbridge. I talked with Mike Schreiberg about what the state is planning here. He's the executive director of the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Office. And here's what he told me.
The risk and alternatives analysis the state is undertaking is designed to see whether the easement should be invalidated. There's no time limit on the easement. The state would have to say that it's no longer a valid easement because it's not a prudent use of the state's resources and of the Great Lakes.
What does the company think of that?
The company will tell you that Line 5 under the Straits is in excellent condition and they want to keep operating it. The pipeline moves more than 500,000 barrels of oil and natural gas liquids a day.
You reported recently, Mark, that Enbridge put out some information back in December.
Yeah, they released some details to the public from their inspection tools. The take-home message there is that there is some corrosion on the inside walls of the pipeline, and that's really the biggest risk to these pipelines, corrosion on the walls of the pipeline. But they say that corrosion is well within what they call operational safety standards.
But again, that's what they tell us. What else have you been trying to find out in order to verify those claims?
Right, yeah. We've been asking the company for a long time. I spoke with Brad Shamla a year and a half ago about this. He's the vice president of U.S. operations for Enbridge, and here's what he said back then.
Yeah, Mark, we're certainly heading, you know, in that direction and wanting to be transparent. And again, taking information that we can get out there that people can see and understand, and also that can't be taken out of context.
Well, that hasn't happened yet.
They say they've released information, but it's not the information the state's looking for. And when we pushed the federal government for the information, they said they just didn't have the records.
So we might get this information sometime soon?
Yes, right. If the company complies, we might finally get the details we've been looking for. Officials with the Attorney General's office say they'll make the information public if they do get it.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.